Blog Talk Radio.
To the show, you're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks guys for tuning in, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Those who are listening via cell phone, thank you guys for tuning in. Those who are listening via landline or my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in to the show as well. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. That's where you guys can call in and comment on today's episode. Now, when you do call into the show, don't forget to press number one. press 1 and you will be able to listen. I will put you on the air of the show. Now, if you don't want to be on the air, don't press 1, okay? But if you do want to be on the air, just press 1, and I will see you in my queue, and I'll put you on the air, and we can talk. Again, that number is 818-301-5834. Now, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. Now, right now, the weather right now, let me update this. We're looking at 42 degrees right now in the ATL. Partly sunny skies with a high of 49 today, low 30 tonight. And tomorrow, we're looking at a high 51, low 28. And sunshine, Saturday, high 57, low 33. Sunday, a high of 65 and a low of 46. So it's going to be a very nice day on Sunday. And we'll look like sunshine all weekend. And we're looking at to mid-50s to as much as mid-60s over the weekend. So it's going to be a nice, brisk weekend. And that's definitely smoke and grilling weather. Okay, so get out there and get on your grills this weekend and do your thing. I know I will be. So, again, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Let's see. Now, today's word of the day is quantal. 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 Quantal is an adjective, and it means of, relating to, or having only two experimental, of, relating to, or having only two experimental alternatives, such as dead or alive, all or none, many or just a few. Okay, so that is quantal, of, relating to, or having only two experimental alternatives. Okay, so that's a great word for you guys to keep in your vocabulary, is quantal. Quantal. All right, and again, the call-in number to the show is 818-301-5834. Now, I'm not trying to persuade anyone, Democrat or Republican. Okay, I know what I'm going to vote, all right? And I'm going to do my early voting. We have early voting right now going on. And Tuesday, March 1st, is Tuesday March 1st? I think Tuesday is March 1st, isn't it? Or is it Monday? What's March 1st? Let me to my calendar here. Let's see. We're looking at Tuesday being March 1st, okay? So Tuesday is March 1st, and that is the primary voting day, okay? That's the day you vote for in the primary to see who will be the Democratic nominee for president and who will be the Republican nominee for president. That'll all be decided on Tuesday. But right now, they have early voting. You can go in and vote now without lines or anything. And that's what I'm going to try to do over the next 2 days, today or tomorrow. It'll also be open on Monday. They'll also be open on Tuesday, but Tuesday is the D-Day. And you guys should get in there and get it done before Tuesday to avoid any kind of lines or whatever. I think someone told me yesterday that they went in and voted, and it was only one person besides them there. So that's pretty cool. You can get in there and get out. It won't take up much of your day, and that'll be it. You'll have your vote cast and everything. Also, on the ballot is voting yes for clean water in Atlanta. So do that. Vote yes for clean water in Atlanta so that we can get some things, some money allocated to the public water works so they can keep us with clean water. All right? 818-301-5834. And again, I'm not trying to sway anyone Democrat, sway anyone Republican. That's not me. I'm just saying that, you know, whomever you're voting for, good luck to you. Good luck to your candidate. But I want you guys to get out there and vote. Okay? Get out there and vote and take care of your candidate. Right? Take care of your candidate. So get out there and vote and be an early voter. Go ahead and vote today. Vote tomorrow. Vote Monday. Don't wait till Tuesday, because you may have something to come up on Tuesday and you can't get out there and vote. But get out there and vote. If you're not registered, you can get registered real quickly. Get out there and cast your vote for whomever you want to. All right. And again, if you do live within the city of Atlanta, vote yes for the Atlanta Water Project. All right. Vote yes for the Atlanta Water Project. Now, so that's all I'm saying about voting. Okay. That's all I'm going to say about voting today. Now, today's episode is entitled Johnson & Johnson are to pay $72 million in damages for baby powder that's linked to ovarian cancer. Now, y'all know who Johnson & Johnson is, the huge health products company. They make baby powder. They make baby oil. They make Bayer aspirin. I mean, they have a plethora of health products that been around, probably all my life, so at least 50 years, right? This company has been passed on from generation to generation, and they are gigantic. And, you know, although $72 million is a nice chunk of their change, still have plenty of change left, believe me. But the reason I wanted to do this show was because maybe you know someone, or you know someone who knows someone who may be linked to this. Okay? And so this family that sued Johnson & Johnson, they got $10 million themselves, and the other $62 million is out there in punitive damages. So if you know someone who may have ovarian cancer or may have died from ovarian cancer, they may be entitled to some of this money. Okay, because I know for myself that my family used baby oil, baby powder. They used, all kinds of Johnson products, definitely Bayer aspirin. They use all kinds of products over while I was growing. And I'm sure that probably a lot of your families use their products as well, the baby powder. I mean, this you know, you have all kind of baby powders out there now, all different makers of baby powder, and not just Johnson & Johnson. But if you see baby powder, you go for Johnson & Johnson's baby powder, because you know that label, you know that, you know, you know what that container looks like, all right? And so if you know someone, and what happened is, and what I wanted to discuss is the link that has been found in baby powder. It's the talcum powder that's used in the powder that causes the ovarian cancer. Now, the women that use this baby powder as a for feminine hygiene, okay? Now, I'm guessing here, but I'm thinking that these women were putting baby powder in their underwear, okay, for feminine hygiene, okay? I've always been told that baby powder keeps you from perspiring in that area, okay? Or wherever you put it, you know. People put it on their chest, their back, you know, all different places. Some people put it in their shoes, you know, all different places. So baby powder is used in a lot of different places on your body. But this is strictly in women. Women who use it as feminine hygiene probably put it in their underwear to keep them from perspiring in that area. And now, this family from Birmingham, Alabama, this guy who's suing, his mom died from ovarian cancer in 2015. And they sued Johnson & Johnson for this. And this is how we come back with this. They sued him in a Missouri court. I don't know if that's Johnson & Johnson's headquarters in Missouri or what, but they sued him in a Missouri court, and the jury came back with a verdict saying, ordering them to pay $72 million, $10 million to the family, and $62 million in punitive damages. Now, this article from USA Today says the health giant Johnson & Johnson was ordered to pay $72 million in damages to the family of an Alabama woman who died from ovarian cancer allegedly caused by using the company's baby powder and other products that contain talc for feminine hygiene. A St. Louis jury reached a verdict Monday night, awarding the family of Jackie Fox $10 million in actual damages and $62 million in punitive damages. After her cancer diagnosis, Fox, who lived in Birmingham, Alabama, joined dozens of women suing the company for what they said was a failure to inform consumers about the dangers of talc, which is found in baby powder. During the trial, Fox's lawyer claimed that the company was aware of the possible risk of using products containing talc for feminine hygiene use. All right. And it says, it goes on to say, I'm not going to read this entire article, but it goes on to say, a 1997 internal memo from a company medical consultant said, anybody who denies the risk of using hygienic talc and ovarian cancer is denying the obvious in the face of all evidence of the to the contrary. But it's hard to directly link ovarian cancer to talc. This lady from the chief of gynecologic oncology and director of cancer services at Winthrop University Hospital said in a phone interview, the information on talc powder came out many years ago when they saw talc incorporated in tissue of women with ovarian cancer. She said concerns over talc led many doctors to advise mothers to stop using talcum powder on their babies and to discontinue use for feminine hygiene. She said it's important to note that in the past, talcum powder contained talc that contained asbestos. Some cancer may have been from years ago, potential contamination with asbestos when they made the talcum powder. Okay. It also goes to say that people should be careful about what they apply to their genitals. But in terms of ovarian cancer, the majority of women who develop ovarian do so from other risk factors, including age, genetic predisposition, reproductive issues, and whether they were on birth control. All right. So, and also, Johnson & Johnson are also, they're appealing the verdict. So they're going to fight this thing. $72 million is not a drop in the bucket. I mean, they're a gigantic company, but still, to drop $72 million is a huge hit. So they're going to fight this thing. And I expect them to fight till the bitter end, right? But again, excuse me. My thing here on the show is to inform my audience, inform my ladies, to not use the baby powder. Now, I don't know if talcum been taken out of baby powder now or what the new stuff is made of. I don't know. But just to have you guys aware of this, not to use it on your genitals. There's a possibility of ovarian cancer if it has talcum powder as part of the ingredients in baby powder. Now, if Johnson & Johnson knew about this and did nothing about it back then when they were warned about it, that's a problem, right? And they should pay. But, it's a different story if they did not know about it and so on. But supposedly they knew about it, so they have to be held accountable for that. Wow. So, for me to talk about this, think that it's highly relevant because, I have baby powder under my sink in my bathroom right now. And, I don't know who uses it or who uses it for what, but I will be warning my family not to use it in that area. Okay? Not to use it in that area. Because, not only am I educating myself and my family, I'm also educating my audience. So I'm not just saying this to you guys. I'm saying it to me, myself, and my family. Now, I don't know if some men out there use baby powder for whatever. But, I'd say that to my men as well. Don't put it in your genital area. All right? Don't do it. Because, who knows what could come of that. All right? So don't do that. Please. Because, this causes has caused ovarian cancer in women. And we don't want to get into that. Now, tomorrow, guys, is Free Fall Friday, of course. And that's where you guys can call in and talk about whatever you want. Anything that I've talked about over the week, you can come back with it or whatever you want to do. Tomorrow is your day. The show is for you on Free Fall Friday. And as you guys can tell or can hear, I'm trying to fight off somewhat of a cold. I haven't had a full-blown cold. I don't have any flu or anything like that. But it seems like my voice is starting to wane. And I probably need to get me some hot tea or something, some honey, and drink. But I feel fine. I just sound kind of weird. Okay? But I'm going to slow down and shut down the show now, and I'll see you guys in about 23 and a half hours. Let's see what I'm going to leave you with. I'm going to leave you with, I don't know. Let me find something. And we'll go here. All right? I'll see you guys in about 23 and a half hours.
Because the song has been designed for the people who party.